Welcome to the Editor's Weekly Podcast. This is your host, Lindsay Mosley, Editor-in-Chief of Gaming Insurrection. And as usual, I'm joined by Associate Editor Jamie Mosley.
What's going on?
And this week we're talking about Adults Who Game in Episode 17. And when by adults who game, we mean people who are like our age, which is, what, 34 and almost 29, that play video games still, but, you know, have adult responsibilities and projects that they have to take care of, such as life. But, yeah, just adults who game and the challenges that come with being an adult who still plays video games, you know, even though they're still marketed towards children for some odd reason. You know, as if adults don't play. So, what's going on, Jamie?
About the Adults Who Game, I guess that's been probably an ongoing, definitely an ongoing conversation. Well, I wouldn't say conversation, a discussion for quite some time. Ever since Dungeons & Dragons came along, you know, they were talking about adults playing Dungeons & Dragons. At first, they were saying that everyone was worshiping the devil. Then they're saying they can find something better to do. And I even remember hearing things such as, you know, people who play games like that and everything and are kind of like child molesters or something. So, I have no idea. All I know is that it makes absolute sense for adults to play games of any kind, since there are adults who come up with those games. So, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I never understood the whole thing about adults couldn't play video games. Well, who do you think is capable of buying these things? Like, the kids certainly aren't. You know how much allowance you would have to save up? And that's saying your parents can give you an allowance. Because let me tell you, I didn't get a whole lot of money for an allowance when I was, you know, a little girl. I really didn't. I think the most I got was $25 every 2 weeks. And then it went up to, I think my mom gave me like 35 or 40 every 2 weeks out of her paycheck, after bills were paid and, you know, things for school were paid for and that kind of stuff. Then I got an allowance. But, you know, that was a treat. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I had that kind of money. And that was all the way up until, man, I think I was in, I'm trying to think. I had a job when I was in high school. But, I mean, I still had to supplement my income. So, I mean, she still gave me an allowance. I was all the way up until I think I was in high school. Like, a senior in high school. But, I mean, I worked. I had a job. But, you know, it paid crap. And, you know, you couldn't buy anything with that kind of money. Even then, like, it was still, you still had to have some extra money somewhere. So, I didn't get as much allowance then. But, you know, she gave me some money. For stuff, like if I wanted to go somewhere or something, she might give me like $20 or something. But, you know, I was back when movies were affordable. So I could afford to go to the movies and go, you know, wherever to the arcade or whatever. But, I mean, like, as an adult, I was able to buy my own video game systems. It wasn't until I was in college that I actually bought my very first video game system on my own with absolutely no help from a parent. I mean, I was in, I think I was a sophomore in college. I mean, okay, because my college years, let me just say my college years were a little screwy there. So I was a sophomore for a really long time. much longer than most sophomores are sophomores. I graduated on time, but I was still a sophomore for a while. But I was a sophomore in college, and I think I bought my PlayStation. I wasn't a freshman, I don't think. Well, no, I may have been a freshman in college when I bought my PlayStation. But by the time I went to go buy a, I went to buy a GameCube, my mom gave me a little bit of money. Oh, I know what it was. My Dreamcast. My Dreamcast was the one that I bought. I was between a sophomore and, junior, because I had an odd number of hours in college, but I worked and I saved up my money during spring break of that year, It was in 2001 or 2002 or something like that. 2001, I think. And I saved up my money and I bought my Dreamcast. And, I mean, you know, it was because I had a job. But I was an adult. I was considered an adult. You know, tax paying. I attend to school. But, I mean, I was an adult. So, yeah, I don't understand where this notion comes from that, you know, adults shouldn't play because, you know, they're adults. Like, what does that have to do with anything? So, you know.
I'm guessing what they're saying is adults can't play video games and everything, but because it's geared towards kids, what doesn't make sense because kids grow up and want to make video games of their own idea. Part of being an artist, because that's what you do, you grow up, you come up with ideas, you go out and create it. Now, yep. As far as I think, there are games out there designed for little... It's like TV. There's TV shows out there for little kids. There are TV shows out there for family. There's TV shows dedicated to a certain specific group. And that's how video games are. But most people can understand that. A lot of people in society have this strange thing that my kid plays video games, so obviously only kids play video games.
Yeah.
When they're really not paying attention to the ratings on it. There's a reason why ratings are on video games on purpose. Oh, and then they want to get upset because their child's playing some video games with someone yelling, MF this, we gotta go rob these people, and all of a sudden their character is having sex with a hooker.
Kill all the Haitians!
Then they want to get upset and everything about it because they said, you know, the game's too much for a little kid. Well, had your dumb ass paid attention to the game that you paid for your little child just because everyone else is playing it, you would have found out that not all games are for kids. No. It's like saying, you know, my child wants to be in ROTC. That's fine. My child's in ROTC and you're taking him to camp so he can fire an M16? Oh, you can't be doing that. Kids are not supposed to be having guns.
But
wait,
that's what they
but
do.
But you're okay with them getting in JROTC. Which, far as I know, all JROTC are backed by the military. And every military branch has some form of weapon training in there. So I don't understand. It's like saying, you know, adults should only go out and play games like golf or football, bowling. Better yet, they should go out and play pool. That's it. They should go out there, drink with their friends, and play pool.
Yeah.
Although not everyone can play golf. You need a lot of people to play football. You need a lot of people to play baseball. And if you notice, the people who are drinking normally don't play pool very well.
No, they don't.
Besides, you can drink your alcohol and play video games too. And not have to worry about a blue light flashing at you because you're driving home from the pool hall.
Hey man, I like drinking and playing Wii Bowling. The Wii Sports Bowling. Now, I drink while I play Wii Sports Bowling because... You know, controller gonna mess up on me anyway, so, I mean, you know, I need to drink to take away from, to take away my sorrows at, you know, the ball going in the gutter constantly, but, no, man, no. Let me tell you, like, it doesn't make any sense, especially about Grand Theft Auto, because they were like, oh, the kids shouldn't be playing Grand Theft Auto. Why y'all ain't tell me? Johnna got that game where you sleeping with the gal on the street and you got to shoot the Haitians. Why ain't nobody tell me? What, did you do any research? And I'm like, come on, people. Think about these things before you do it. Like, don't let your kids play video games and then you have no kind of monitoring of their habits and playing time because they're inevitably going to pick up something they probably shouldn't anyway. But it's not geared toward them. That's why I don't understand that. It's especially because when I was coming up in the arcades and stuff, Mortal Kombat had just come out. And, oh my God, the people were freaking out about Mortal Kombat. And I was like, okay, so the people dead. Like, what that got to do with... I don't understand this. This is not geared toward 12 and 13-year-old kids. It wasn't. It wasn't geared toward them. It was actually geared toward 16 and 17-year-old kids. And let me tell you something. If your kid is stupid enough to do that dumb stuff, such as, you know, uppercut people and kill them, then they didn't need to be playing video games in the first place. They're kind of stupid. So, I mean, I never understood the whole thing about the parents not paying attention and then want to, like, sue people and carry on. That don't even make sense. So, also, this is the reason why I decided I wanted to do this topic for this podcast is because I had some incidents come up. And if you've read my editorial on our blog at gaminginsurrection.com/GI forum, you would see that I had blogged about these two particular incidents, and I can't really say what happened other than what was said, because I can't really get into that. Legally, I can't really get into it, but just suffice to say, I had on two separate occasions had someone say to me that based on my age and the fact that I'm a gamer still at, you know, 28 and 3 1/4, that, you know, there's something wrong with me, basically. Like, you know, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, what's wrong with you? You don't game. Like, if you're going to go around talking about people, I could say there's something wrong with you because you don't game. Like, who doesn't in this day and age? Who doesn't pick up a system and play? Like, under the age of 50. What's wrong with you? Okay. But, the first incident, I had someone say to me that, you know, blithely remind me that despite the fact that I'm almost 30 years old, that, you know, there is no reset button in the real world. I was like, really? You really are going to sit here and say this to my face? Let's digest what was said. There is no reset button in the real world. Okay? Let's let that marinate for a second. There. Come on, people. Are you freaking kidding me? You're really going to sit here and say this to me? Do I look that dumb? And I'm going to tell you, I don't look that dumb. I look intelligent. I look like there's something going on upstairs. So for you to sit there and say that to me, I'm insulted. Because that makes me seem like I don't have the brains the good Lord gave me. Like, to separate fiction, video games, and fantasy. Solely because I discovered that I like to play Borderlands, and I like to use sniper rifles and shotguns. And I just mentioned, oh, I like to, you know, shoot sniper rifles and shotguns in the game because they're my favorite guns in the game. I actually like those. And this person mentioned it twice, not once, twice. And I'm like, what? Where is this coming from? Like, where is that statement coming from? I don't get it. I don't.
Most people who think things like that, I've come to realize that they're still stuck in video games are Pac-Man, Mario, and Galaga.
Yeah.
And they think that, you know, I played it as a kid, you know, so obviously, you know, only kids play video games. When you actually take them someplace and they see video games, if they actually decide to look things up, and they play things like Borderlands, Halo, even some of the racing games out there, they realize that video games have come a long way. They've grown with the people who play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really, really intelligent people out there who's making video games. So things are going to change constantly. And best thing ever that most people should know is just because their child is playing a game, and the game has an M rating because the parent didn't look at it when they bought it anyway, but didn't understand the reason why they had to come in the store and buy it. That's the reason why, is because it's M rated, M for mature, because someone under the age of 17 shouldn't be playing this without a parent knowing, which tells you if they can't get into an R rated movie, which you won't let them go see anyway, but you'll buy an M rated game and then be appalled by the fact that there was so much violence and death and so much sex going on in that video game. Well, if you won't let them go to an R-rated movie, then you shouldn't let them buy that game.
I know.
But I've said all that because if these people will pay attention, look, one, you know, the people who do start paying attention, they do start playing video games. They realized that video games are, they're just not the same. Everything's more streamlined, I should say. It's not back in the day where, Mario's dedicated to the whole family. Anyone can play Mario, which is great. Anyone still can play Mario.
Yeah.
But there are people who have different tastes, just like clothes. There's yes. going to be different tastes. You're going to go out there and buy your 12-year-old daughter the same outfit that a 28-year-old lady who's going out to the club.
I wouldn't dare.
But parents just give the child the money, let the child go off, and then wonder how come this 12-year-old child has people between the ages of 16 and 17 calling their house.
And leering at the child, too. Grown-ass men leering at the child.
And then they're saying, those guys are crazy.
Yeah.
One, the parent crazy for letting the child buy that stuff.
Yes.
And two, the parent obviously had, not all the time the parent's able to see the child when they leave the house. I can understand that.
Because some of them sneak out the house and change the clothes.
Because being, kids being the way kids are, and I've had dealings with a lot of siblings, being two. I have two girls, two sisters with me. I've come to realize that women will bring a change of clothing with them when they get out the house. So yes. They're wearing one thing completely when they walk out the door, and all it takes for them to get on the school bus and get to school. Well, once they get to school, they're still wearing the same thing, maybe, because I've seen women change clothes on the bus. And they're completely take off whatever they had, put on that new outfit that you didn't see them buy, but you gave them the money to go get something. And then you're trying to figure out how come there's threats going on, your child got in a fight, and where this outfit came from. If you just pay attention, that's the thing here. People need to pay attention.
Yes.
If you pay attention to everything around you and not live just focused in your own small world and watching the TV, because TV is not the answer to everything, because you won't let your child watch everything on TV.
No.
Then you shouldn't let your child play everything as a video game, because video games are not designed just for kids.
Okay. Thanks for that rant, Jamie. But, okay, back to what I was talking about. I'm trying to understand the whole statement of there's no reset button in the real world. I mean, I get what he's trying to say, but at the same time, I was like, no, you do not have to tell me this. I'm quite well aware of this. I am well aware of it. Just because I didn't go out shooting people in the jungles of some foreign country and blowing people's heads up and crap doesn't mean that I'm not well aware of the dangers of society and what happens when you shoot people. I'm quite well aware of what happens when that happens. I know people die. People die every day. Sometimes not in good ways. I'm well aware of this. So the fact that I'm sitting at home minding my own business, playing a video game, chilling, as the kids like to say.
Killing people on video games, which means it doesn't put you in jail or you're sitting in a jury.
This is my thing.
Relieving frustration.
I'd rather be at home shooting people on a video game than out in the street actually really shooting people, because you're going to jail and you're going to probably get the death penalty, which means you're going to die probably 20 years after you've committed this crime.
You might go crazy because that's what you're doing. You're simulating killing someone that you have some kind of problem with on a video game. So then people think you're crazy, so you're on trial and they put you up. But if you go out and kill these people, you still get on trial and they put you away. But you didn't kill anybody playing a video game.
Yeah.
But just because you were thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like putting someone in jail because they're a rapper and they talked about shooting people.
Yeah.
They rapped about it, so obviously they're going to do it. Let's put him in jail because someone else, felt threatened because of it. Yeah.
That's very intelligent. Somebody said that defense once before, and I can't remember who it was.
It actually worked. The guy actually got off saying he was defending himself.
That's sad. So, anyway, okay, and then the second incident, let me tell you, the second incident was just stupid. There's no other way getting around that. I can't even really get into what exactly was said, but let's just say that somebody equated a video with playing video games. Like watching a video and playing video games. They are apparently the same thing. I was like, are you serious? Come on now. That's not the same thing. That's really not the same thing. And if you're going to accuse me of that, please at least be in the realm of correct when you do. Because it makes you sound dumb.
Now, you have to understand, according to the research I've seen, 80% of people who remember something don't remember exactly the way it happened.
Yeah, I know.
It's completely wrong. So, in that person's defense, and I'm not saying that they should be defended, but it is possible that as soon as they walk off, they forgot about it, but when they remembered it, it was completely different. The mind is a fascinating thing. The mind could even imagine you holding a controller or something while you're watching a video, which I've also seen people say, are you playing a video game while there's a music video going on TV?
What? That don't even make sense.
I haven't even figured it out, but it said, you know, you must be playing that Dance Dance Revolution.
What?
Yes, Beyonce is dancing on Dance Dance Revolution in a black and white video. There's three people out here. And I don't see any arrows whatsoever, but if you said that was Dance Dance Revolution, okay then.
I don't understand that. But this was my problem. I was like, if you're going to accuse me of something like that, could you at least be right? Could you at least even be in the same realm of what actually is going on in the same area? Not even in the same area. Okay? I was like, no. 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 That is not even close to correct. And I, it was simply because I happen to be a gamer. And I'm like, so all of a sudden now, I am derelicting my responsibilities, and I am not a trustworthy person, and apparently, you know, I just spend all my time doing that. What? That's an insult, okay? And I don't take very lightly to being, having my, one, my character insulted, and two, having me, you know, just being accused of random stuff that don't even make sense. It didn't even make sense. Okay? And I have a very, very, very low tolerance for stuff that doesn't make sense. Especially when there ain't even no good reason to even put two and two together like that. As a matter of fact, like they said in Boondocks when he said, he was, that was the guy that, who was the guy that Snoop Dogg played? In the lethal Interjection crew. Wasn't he?
Mactastic.
Yeah, he was Mactastic. Mactastic said, I don't even understand how you could get something like that out of that. Yeah, I'm having to say that. I don't even understand how you could get something out of that like that. That don't even make that much. It made so less a sense. It made my head hurt trying to figure out how that could even possibly make sense. So, the moral of this story, children, is please do not accuse gamers of stupid things such as, you know, they must be doing this, so, you know, because they're a gamer, they must be doing this. Doesn't even make sense. And second of all, please do not assume that all gamers are stupid and that, you know, we can't put two and two together and realize that what happens on screen and in a video game is, one, programmed by other people, two, doesn't really happen, and three, has no real consequence. It don't have no real consequence, such as going out and shooting someone in the face. That has real consequences. I would just appreciate if people spent a little bit more time thinking things through before they said them than accusing gamers, especially adult gamers, of stupidity such as that. That ends my rant right there.
Well, I have to say, although I would probably think 98% of the world gamers are intelligent people and they understand the difference between real life and video game fantasy.
It's the other 2% that always
the other
up.
The other 2% which the other 2%, which I hate to say, the media will play down on.
Yes.
Showing the person who goes out and out completely like sitting up in a clock tower just like they did in Grand Theft Auto, because they're playing the whole thing through in the video game, so obviously this is going to work.
Yeah.
Or the people running out saying, I'm going to join the military and kill all the people because, you know, I play Halo. I'm really good on Halo, so I could be out there in the military. Or how about the ones who, because they've played thousands upon thousands of hours in racing games, they can commit a crime and automatically say, I can get away from any police officer because of all these skills I learned.
Crazy. Now,
I understand that those few people always stick in the back of the mind of any society, any civilized society, I should say. I can understand that. But at the same time, saying that all gamers are going to act like that is basically saying, hey, there was a black guy right there, and there must have been a drug deal going on because the car just pulled away from that black guy.
A drug deal going bad.
That's also same thing as saying, you know, that man over there is wearing a white tank top. That must be his wife. I bet he's beating her. Or
what?
Or saying, because this black guy's walking down the street with these two pit bulls, so obviously he must be fighting dogs.
Must be.
Or, you see this guy right here who's got a Ferrari? I bet he's racing. I bet he can speed all day. Or, the best thing ever. This guy collect guns. I bet he's going to build up an army and kill us all. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
No. Don't get me started also on the people who assume that them crazy people who be starving their kids to play World of Warcraft, that all parents who game are like that. That's assuming that too. These people who like make these assumptions need to be slapped hard in the mouth.
But they don't say anything to a person who said they would rather have good shoes. They'll spend their money on good shoes, but won't care about eating.
No,
that's fine. You know, we can understand that because that's something adults will do. But yeah. You know, adults don't sit at home. One, they're saying adults don't sit at home and play video games. Two, if adults sitting at home playing video games. That, say you're playing on a 360 PC or maybe on a PS3, and you're able to conversate with someone who's completely in a different place, and there's plenty of times, I know we've all seen it, but plenty of times you have people pretty up in years, and they're playing, say, a violent game, like, I'll use Halo because it comes to mind because I used it the most then, and I actually seen it the most. I had a group of friends, all of us around the 30s. 30s to, I think the youngest one was 27 in our group. We're all playing. We're scattered throughout the nation. We're playing, and this kid's voice come up, 12 and 13. All right, we didn't care about that. So it was like, the kids just want to play. That's fine. We don't care. But there are some people out there, especially in American society, is that if you're older, you shouldn't be playing with kids who are younger. Because, you know, that's the way things get started.
Things get started.
Well.
Like, what kind of things get started?
So, if you want to separate the gamers by age, alright, fine. But just realize that since the World Wide Web is available for everyone, things are going to get started whether you want it to or not.
Yes.
If it's going to happen, video games is not usually the way it's going to happen.
I mean,
stuff like that has been going on since, let's see, I remember back in the early 80s when they said don't accept candies from strangers.
Don't take no candy from no strangers. They're going to snatch you off the street. I've been told that many a time, I never took no candy from no strangers.
That was the whole thing. So, before there were video games, there were candy.
And don't take no ride from no stranger neither. If he call you over to his car, you don't need to answer him. You keep on walking.
I think they were mainly supposed to have been telling that to adults, because adults tell kids in a hard time, you don't talk to strangers, you don't ride with strangers. Hey, you see that car just pull over, man? And I really got to go the next 10 miles and I don't want to walk it. I'll ride with them. Don't know anything about them whatsoever. You walking down the interstate and you just get into a car with someone.
Why would you do that?
But everyone be up in arms. They be up in arms about a kid doing that. Yeah, that's fine. You know, you can't have the kids. Kids can't do that. Oh, he just this grown man just decided to jump in a vehicle with someone he didn't know. Well, he deserved what he got then.
What?
The world is full of crazy, crazy people.
Yes.
And strangely enough, the crazy, crazy people seem to run the world and come up with even more crazy ideas, such as you can only be a certain age to play video games. But, you know, we're of that certain age that you shouldn't play video games, but we're making video games and we want money, so we're going to put games out for you.
Yep.
But, you know, society still says you can't play video games because you're too old to play video games. Something wrong with you.
Well, Okay, just a good example is about that parents who neglect their kids to play World of Warcraft. Those are some crazy people. They already had problems and they shouldn't have kids. They have an addiction. Okay? They have an addiction. It's kind of like a drug addiction. If you have a drug addiction, you should probably not have children. Because having children and drug addiction doesn't mix. You tend to put that drug addiction before your kids. And that's a problem. Okay? I'm not even going to underestimate the problem here. But the fact that you would neglect your kids for World of Warcraft tells me there was something wrong with you beforehand. And the fact that these people, then of course in the news, and then you have all these mothers who get on there and say, oh my God, like, they neglected their children for video games. What's wrong with these people? And let me tell you something, gamers, there's something wrong with them. They're all wrong. There's something wrong with them. They all have problems. I don't even understand why you would even be gaming after you have children. Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, okay, see, first of all, you need to shut the hell up because you crazy. First of all, it ain't none of your damn business what I do in my own home when I get home from my job and I decide I want to put on a game and I want to play it. It's kind of like sitting down and watching a movie. Nobody gonna come in here and tell you what you want to watch on TV. Just like that, you can't tell me what I want to sit down and play. Second of all, you need to stop carrying on so about something that is not even that crucial. There's far more important things in the world to be worried about than what some adult is doing in their spare time, such as playing video games. Okay? There's far more important things to be worried about. We need to be talking about this oil spill down here. You need to be giving some of them crazy ideas to BP so they can help fix that oil spill. But, or we need to stop Iran from making these crazy statements every other day, such as, you know, there's something wrong with Obama, you know. But, I mean, that's just a sample of some of the stuff you could be worried about, okay? But video games and people playing them over the age of probably 15 has nothing to do with that and is the least of your worries. And third, just because I play video games and I have children doesn't automatically lump me in the same group with people who have addictions who neglect their children and play video games. How are we related? We two different people. Like, what that got to do with me? I mean, I just don't understand that. And so, of course, you know, once I pointed out my side of the debate, you know, all of a sudden, oh, that was uncalled for. You jumping at her. Because I was like, no, she was taking pot shots at somebody that I know because she wanted to run her mouth. And she didn't know what she was talking about. That's not uncalled for. That's called making sense. And if you paid any attention to what I said, you would know that, you know, I was making sense. And she was not. But since we're on an internet forum and, you know, sense goes right out of the window as soon as you type in a comment and hit add comment, you wouldn't have seen that. You know, when you defeat people with logic, you know, all hell tends to break loose. But, yeah, I didn't appreciate that at all, and I would appreciate it if people who don't know nothing about that would shut the hell up. That would be appreciated. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know what else to say other than American society. Probably not just America. It's probably big in other places, too. Australia seems to come to mind since they got
game laws.
They got some crazy census laws, and I know that Germany... Well, Germany does because Germany still feel bad about a lot of stuff, you know. I really think Germany... I really think that Germany is really basically overkilling themselves about anything. They can begin to move on. They really can. They really can begin to move on. Because Americans completely have moved on, although, you know, we completely almost annihilated two cities during World War II.
Germany, let me tell you why Germany can't move on from World War II. Because Germany was the cause of two world wars. They tried to conquer an entire continent worth of people. They annihilated 6 million people because one man decided he didn't like one other race of people. No, I think for the next 60 years... y'all gonna have to atone for that, I think. And every time somebody comes up and says, why is Germany still carrying on so about World War II? Because they know they were wrong. That is why in Germany right now you cannot mention Nazism. You can't go there and say nothing about that, you know, not the Nazi Germany was correct or anything like that. You can't even talk about Imperial Japan and say they were correct, because they will put you in jail. You will be fined and you will be put in jail for that, because you're advocating the genocide of 6 million people. And, oh, and you can't deny the Holocaust there either. They're one of the few countries that if you deny the Holocaust, they will put you in jail. I tend to believe the Holocaust happened. I do.
I can completely understand that. I can. But if South Carolina, who, you know, seceded from the nation in the beginning to help start the Civil War, and they still, you know, do crazy things such as pretend like they're not part of the United States now, they've completely moved on from all the stuff they've done over the centuries?
Oh, no, they haven't, because South Carolina's still stuck 200 years in the past. I mean, look at our politics, people.
But at the same time, they completely act like they moved on, so they forget all about it. And most nations, most states completely just say, well, South Carolina's just being South Carolina. We don't think anything else about it.
South Carolina is that crazy cousin that show up at the family reunion every year, and you be like, what is wrong with them? And then they come back talking about, you know, I got a good money-making scheme for you, man. I got something for you, make you some money. Come on, bro. All you got to do is put down $50,000. Hot dog down in Skagden, you know what I'm saying?
all I can say is... All I can say is...
Scooter is a funny name.
It's time to start healing.
Okay.
You gotta start healing. You gotta start moving on. We gotta start letting, you know, now some people, you know, won't let anything die down. Which I can understand. You have a lot of resentment. I really can. And I can even understand to a point how much resentment you're talking about. You know what I mean? Families were completely annihilated and wiped off. Yes. And we had a civil war, you know, basically because families were completely wiped out and moved from existence by humanity and taxes. I can understand that. I can understand people being upset about it. But at the same time, as a lot of people have realized, it didn't affect them. They're trying to move on about it. But people can always bring it up because it has nothing to do with them.
Yes, of course.
If it keeps it off of them, it's all fine. Same thing with video games. I'm not a gamer. The people who are gamers, obviously there's something wrong with them. But they don't say anything about these people who's like, I hired a nanny so they can watch my kids, and I'm going to be gone for the next 3 weeks going around on this cruise. Because, you know, for 3 weeks, I'm on this cruise. And I'm going to have fun. There's going to be champagne, laughing, and everything.
Cristal, we're going to be popping the Cristal.
They're going to be having a good time touring all these places. They come back home, they're tired. They send the kids off to school. Still got the nanny because they're not getting rid of the nanny. Child comes up, mama, daddy, we need to talk. Go talk to your nanny. They go on and do something else. Because, you know, they're not a gamer, so they're paying attention to their kids. Child's upset, depressed. They go out and buy them a car. Because, you know, apparently that's what adults are supposed to do.
Yes.
Child gets into all kind of trouble with this new car. Decides, you know, if I can get all this stuff just being depressed and everything, maybe I'll start stealing. So, now they're stealing. Now, the parents say, I don't know what I did for my child to turn out like this. But, I have to say, but, the parents who give their children video games and watch their children grow up, and most of them even play video games with them and everything, they seem to have a special bond going on there. And that is what society is missing. They're missing bonds. There's something about a gaming bond. When you have your gaming buddies together and you're all playing a game, you feel so much, what's the word I'm looking for?
Connected.
Yeah, you feel connected to anything. You're part of something. You ain't got to see them in the face all the time, but you're part of something. And I guess.
Okay.
And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, because in the end, people just want to belong to something.
I suppose. And I should clarify my view here. Yes, I do believe that the Holocaust happened and that the Jews were annihilated by a crazy man in Germany. Now, I have nothing against Germany now. Okay. I mean, I've never even been to Germany, but having been a history major in college, that, you know, I had to learn about these things, and, you know, I was appalled. I was just outright appalled. So when you see these crazy ass people get up on TV and, oh, I don't believe it happened, da, 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 and then they wonder why they get arrested and deported, because they will deport you in Australia. I do believe Australia is where they deport you. And you have these people who are supposed to be leading a country, a civilized nation, who get up and say these things. We're not going to name any names. Iran. But you get up and you have people say these things. It kind of makes you wonder, what rock have they been under for, you know, the past, I don't know, 40, 60 years? So, yeah, just so to clarify that, you know, I wholeheartedly believe that the Holocaust did happen. And, yes, I do believe that Germany has made quite a bit of stride for it in their world reception and how they are viewed in the world, as far as, you know, their economic strides and their, you know, views and politics and things. They are a civilized nation. So, anyway, I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. But yeah, Adult Swim game, I don't get people who make this into more than it needs to be. I'm like, just because, you know, I'm an adult doesn't mean that I don't have a hobby. My hobby happens to be video games. And just because I have that hobby doesn't make me any less of an adult, and doesn't make me any more of an adult. Actually, the bills and taxes make me more of an adult than anything else. So, you know, I mean, I just want people to, like, get off my jock. If you don't play video games, that's fine. I'm not gonna, like, castigate you because you don't play. Like, I'm not gonna be all in your face and be like, why don't you play video games? Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, who does that anyway? But, like, you know, have some respect for other people's hobbies. Like, I don't say nothing about other people's hobbies and what they choose to do in their spare time. There's a few things I would not be doing. But I don't say to people, like, you know, oh my gosh, you have the worst hobby in the world. Like, I don't say that to people. I mean, that's their business. So, yeah. Any parting thoughts, Mr. Mosley?
Gaming is for everyone.
Yes, Nintendo, it is. We only do everything, as Sony likes to say. So, I think that wraps up our episode 17 on Adults Who Game. I don't know, we'll be back in a week or two or three or whenever, and we'll have another topic up for you guys. I didn't want to get into exactly what we have, because you never know. We might decide to talk about something, and then we'll never get into what we decided we were going to do before. So, thanks for listening. Come back and check us out later. We'll have more episodes. We appreciate it.